All right, we are recording. All right, so we have our intro music, thanks to MC Lars. If anybody's interested, and you should be, go and check out MC Lars on Twitter, on Spotify, on Pandora, on every conceivable streaming music platform. Go check out MC Lars on YouTube. Check him out on everything. Just check out MC Lars. All the MC Lars. MC
Lars stuff. He likes it.
MCLars.com. Download his music. He likes it. It's great. So long as you pay for it.
Yeah,
MC Lars. MC Lars deserves attention. He's very, very good. He's a very good rapper.
This type of music makes me want to clap my hands.
Make you want to clap, but don't right now, though. So,
I welcome.
No, but don't, though. So, welcome to another episode of Fetus Berry Jam. As always, I'm your host, Fetus Berry. Fetus Berry?
Yeah.
Fetus Berry Crunch.
Yeah.
On, I had a burp there. On Twitter, at Fetus Berry. Feel free to follow the Fetus Berry Jam podcast account at Fetus Berry Jam. We got no dashes, no underscores, no spaces. We're good to go. At FetusBerryJam. I'm the man, the myth, the legend, the meat, mountain, the beef, burger. I am Fetus Berry Crunch. With me, as usual, is my podcast, my guy, the podcast host, the co-host with the most ghosts.
I am the podcast host.
He's the podcast host.
Thank you for introducing me.
Yeah,
Mr. Podcast Phone.
Yeah, Mr. Podcast Phone, Mr. Movie Phone, my guy, the co-host with the most ghosts is, dead end.
Because I've killed people for living. Because
you killed people for money.
I murdered them.
You murdered them for money. Thank you.
So I could get some Subway tuna sandwiches.
Yep. Thank you, U.S. government. Now we can buy all the tuna sandwiches he wants.
I love the tuna sandwich.
From Subway. You hit them.
I'm about to eat fresh every day.
Yeah. See, we're not sponsored, but you want to hit them Subway.
I want to try that new deviled egg salad sandwich.
Hit
it's
them
delicious.
Them eggs, son.
If you don't mind smelling like breakfast in the morning, eat this shit for dinner.
If you don't mind being a fart monster, you gotta try that deviled egg, what have you. That ish is dope. That's the delish-ish, as we say.
Mm.
So here we go. First thing we're gonna do on this Fetus Berry Jam is we're gonna answer some questions that have popped up via the hashtag. I'm funny. I work for the weekend. That's who I work for.
Answer random questions.
I work for the weekend.
Where's my paperwork?
Working for. I asked some people to hit us up with the hashtag Fetus Berry Jam.
No.
And here's what we have. Question number one. Did Chris Benoit eat his family?
Huh.
Wow.
Well,
that's...
You know what? We can't say if he did or didn't.
Okay, you know? I would say that's pretty controversial. I would say that Chris Benoit, with his physical regimen, could probably eat two human bodies worth of food. But I would also say that, no, I don't think he ate his family. And the reason that I would say that he did not eat his family is because they found remains. I feel like if the rabid Wolverine were really set on eating more than one person, he just would. I don't think that's controversial. I think that's a statement of fact. I really do think that...
I'm going to plead the fifth and say I had nothing to do with it.
No, I had nothing to do with Chris Benoit and his family. I had nothing to do with that. I'm just saying that I feel like if Chris Benoit were to set out to eat his wife and son, that he probably could have. That's
probably
all I'm trying to say.
Probably.
Question number two. Is ladders, tables, and chairs more hardcore than a hardcore street fight. I think that that is a very interesting question. Is a TLC no, more hardcore than
I'm gonna,
backstage?
I'm going to say no.
I'm sorry, hardcore street fight. I don't think
I'm
going to
say no only because, yeah, sure, they don't use
right
as many tables, ladders, and chairs, but they have such a variety. You got the buses.
I think that's what it comes down to, yeah, is a TLC
more
match.
Of a variety.
To me, I would say a TLC match happens more in the ring.
And aren't you able to get, like, submissions? Like fall out by submission?
In a TLC?
In a TLC, or is because hardcore is pinfall only.
Hardcore... Well, no, okay, so hardcore match is 24/7 and maybe. So maybe
yeah,
in a hardcore.
Yeah, I might be wrong.
Maybe in a hardcore, if you get somebody to tap.
I would just say with the TLC match, you still have the option to submit.
Well, yeah, with a TLC, you can definitely get somebody to tap. I feel like in a hardcore street fight, like, because it's backstage, maybe if you had a ref right there, you could get somebody to submit. But, God, that's a really tough call. That's a very good question.
What did you say? A ref right rear?
If you had a ref right rear.
If
you had a ref right rear.
So you're telling me that I need to make a left right there?
Yeah. No, no. So if you had a ref right rear, maybe you could get somebody to tap. I don't know, though, because here's the thing, though. I'm not sure about a hardcore title being transferred via submission. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, here's something else. I'm going to hop in here real quick, and I'm going to say we have a very special shout-out later on in the episode. Later on. Not right
now. It's pretty special.
It's very special. They bought me a video game, which I love very much.
Well, now you're just alluding too much, man.
I'm not alluding too much. I would like to say I love video games. Yeah, and if somebody just said, well, not everybody. See,
yeah, no,
that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Is that
you,
it's like there's this assumption.
You can go back into anything and everyone, people are playing cell phone games. It's a video game.
Well, it's a video game, but it's a mobile game.
Yeah, well, still, it's a video game.
But can you consider them hardcore gamers?
That's a whole different thing. You're climbing up the wrong tree there.
That's a very important question.
I understand that everyone plays video games.
I would say that whether or not mobile gamers are hardcore gamers is a question maybe for another... It might be a question for another.
No, like, I would say mobile gamers are hardcore gamers because they wind up spending too much goddamn money more than what the damn game itself is costing. That's pretty hardcore to me.
Yeah,
because that just means they have money.
But for me, yeah. See, that's the question though. Is after a certain point, is
or
a
they
hardcore
just steal
gamer
from someone?
Is well, sure, maybe they steal.
Sherma.
But is Sherma is a hardcore gamer somebody who steals? See, that's another very difficult question. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, there's still
a yeah. There's a lot. It's a very, very, it's a very, very sticky issue. I don't know exactly. You know, it's a very difficult question. Let's see. What's the next question? Hashtag Fetusbury Jam. So is this like nothing in particular? Well, I would say it's similar, but
someone who knows of something.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Somebody who's been paying attention. I would say it's similar to nothing in particular, but we don't always have to have a third member. For nothing in particular, we did have to have a third member.
Yeah,
and
you know, we made it a thing.
We
it's
did.
We made it a thing. And
it's
who knows?
It
might come back. There's been many iterations of
it's entirely possible.
Every type of podcast.
I would say so. I'm not going to go ahead and say that. I'm not going to say that nothing in particular is fully dead. I'm just going to say that it's inactive. The reason that I would say that is because. When we were doing nothing in particular, we were recording it at a friend's house on a friend's microphone. onto a friend's computer.
Yeah, we're just using their one stuff because they want. We're just trying to keep the one.
Yeah, thing. I mean, things as they were. Yeah, it was quite good. I will hit that wine. That's a quick Merlot from Monterey County. Sure, why not?
$5 grocery outlet.
$5 grocery outlet. Find give it. A shout out to grocery outlet.
13.5 on that bitch.
Hang on. Okay. Let's see if they give us money. Grocery outlet, bargain market.
Get your wine and food and stuff.
Get your wine and food and stuff. You need a dog bag, grocery market. We sell food and plants and trees.
When you check out, they tell you how much you saved.
You saved a whole bunch. You got a bag, your own stuff.
Sodas and wine and food and things.
Sodas and wine and food and things. Grocery outlet, bargain market. Oof.
I feel like at this point, bargain market is bee's knees, I tell you.
It is. It's the cat's meow. I feel like at this point we probably earn money from them, but we'll see if that ever comes out. We'll see if that ever comes out. I'm going to take a swig of this one, and then we're going to get on to our next hashtag Phoenixbury Jam question.
Yep. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of times when one is alone.
Yeah. Jesus, that's true. What? I took a swig. I think I had like...
Oh, you damn fucking like two swallows. It down your ass.
I had like two swallows. I did not... excuse you. I did not even butt chug.
Pardon me.
You know that if I had indeed butt chugged, that whole bottle would have been gone.
I've seen it.
My anus can hold quite a bit of alcohol. You're just saving
some for me, but hey.
Yeah. I'm trying to be courteous, and here you are calling me out. Here's the next hashtag Phoenixbury Jam question.
Wine bottles have foreskin.
Wine bottles got foreskin.
Grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet. Pocket market. Here we go. Hashtag Phoenixbury Jam. If there was a King of the Ring match, would you be man enough to enter the ring first and leave last? Quick answer, yes.
My answer, no. I want to come in fourth. I want to leave fourth. Okay.
Oh, I like that.
I want to come in last. I want to be victorious.
Yeah.
Play that whole fucking shoot. Fucking.
Okay. Oh, so you want to work the shoot?
Oh, yeah, bro.
Okay.
I want to be heel as shit.
I'm all about working the shoot, but what I want is for me to come in first and then just, like, shoot everybody else.
Yeah.
Where there's,
potato, foreskin.
Potato, foreskin. Where there's that moment where they're like, oh, am I not supposed to go out? And I'm like, you're going out! And they're like, oh, well, I wasn't...
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to.
Yo, like, I was not scheduled for that. And I'd be like, too fucking bad.
There has never been a time that has ever happened.
Not once! Not once in a King of the Ring match has anyone ever been accidentally eliminated. Yeah,
no, just straight up. Same thing with
Royal Rumbles. Those guys, they're so good.
Same thing in wrestling.
Those dudes are so pro. Right? They've never accidentally.
People don't cheat.
No, of course not.
Like, hey, this is what's gonna happen.
Well, like that time that Stone Cold's
That never happened.
That time that Stone Cold's both feet accidentally touched the.
But
the
he was mat, still holding on to that
they,
rope.
Yeah. Well, they intended for that, and that was it. And Stone Cold was like, "Brr, what the hell?" And it's like, "Well,
I didn't actually go out, you idiot."
I'm holding the rope
yeah, as long as I hold the rope and I have my two feet.
Yes, but
doesn't
both,
matter.
Well, but both feet touched the ground.
Not only that, but was it foot or was it a toe?
No, it actually went well.
Huh. Yeah, think about that one.
Okay, that's an interesting distinction.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if what is it? If both feet touch the ground, I think is the rule. I'm not sure. Yeah, well, we're gonna have to go and we're gonna have to look into that.
Toes.
But yeah, no, if it's toesies, well, I guess that's if it's Valerie Toesy, I guess that's a different rule. Here we go. Hashtag Phoenixbury Jam. How come Mankind never faced Mick Foley in a Hell in a Cell? Well, I think the reason for that is because...
No, that has happened.
No, I don't... Well, now...
There was a match between Mankind, Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, and Dude Love.
Yeah. I feel like... I feel like the main reason...
It was hard to pull off, but they just had to stick the cameras back.
I feel like the main reason it never happened is because Mick Foley and Mankind have never been in the same place at the same time. I think that's what it comes down to is scheduling concerns. I think that's what it comes down to. And it is, yeah, it's a very interesting question. Like, why haven't Clark Kent and Superman taken a photo together? Because Clark Kent works for the Daily Planet.
The Daily Aggerman.
The Daily Aggerman. And he, by the way, John Jonah Jameson. John Jonah, he's a JoJo.
Don't Isn't you that ever fun? Say that again.
So here we are.
Don't.
For, just, yeah, no, for the, what, the
you're,
ninth?
You're fucking off.
The ninth run. I feel like the ninth run of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure could well be John Jonah Jameson working at the Daily Bugle.
Jack?
Here we go. Hashtag Fetusbury Jam. Can you show me how to do a wrestling move powerful enough to yeet the sun? Yes, I can show you, but it's not going to come cheap.
Not only that, but shit, you need some space there, bud.
Dude, I'm down. I mean, I have been saying for a long time that I fucking hate the fucking sun, and that I will eventually destroy it. I have also said that if somebody doesn't like, I forget, something, that I will stuff the entire sun up their ass. But if I said it, it's true. You know, that's what it comes down to for me.
Better if and believe it.
Yeah. If I said it, you had better believe it. What it comes down to for me is that, yes, I absolutely can teach you how to do a sun yeeting move. You can yeet the sun.
It's called a seat.
It's a seat. It's a sun yeet. It's a seat. I very well can do it. I can teach you how to do it. And wait, Woody Harrelson? No, not Woody Harrelson.
Are you crazy?
No, what was the director?
Woody Allen, you dick.
Woody Allen, thank you. Woody Allen. Sun Yi. Yeah, I can teach you how to Sun Yi the sun. Sure I can. Yeet. Of course I can. Yeah. Yeet! I can teach you how to do that. That's no problem.
Straight yeeting it.
How about hashtag Fetusbury Jam? Was Gangrel a real Nosferatu or just a bitch ass Gangrel vampire?
All right. First off, I don't feel like Gangrel. No, Gangrel even if he was or wasn't a true Nosferatu.
Yeah. No. Okay. First off, Gangrel was a hell of a performer. He was very good. On the mic, he sucked. That's true. In The Brood, you know, I feel like he did very well. Hey, until they put him on the mic. Saving Grace is
Christian.
Well, sure. But then they put him on the mic. And it's like, okay, yeah, that's trash. But
I'll tell you who really saved the day.
Who saved the day?
Viscera!
Dude.
Yeah, think about that.
Dude, enormous black guy with the crazy contacts and the bleached... And the
fucking...
Bleached mohawk.
Mohawk.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that was a hell of a thing.
That was...
I feel like, yeah.
He'd take down the APA any day.
He'd absolutely dig down APA.
Any day.
Do I think that Gangrel was a Nosferatu? No. And here's why.
As a matter of fact, I know he's not. I met the guy five times.
You met the guy five times! Here's why not. Is because Gangrel had the traditional vampire fangs, and everybody knows Nosferatu has buck teeth.
Mm.
There you go. Handled. There you go. Handled. Oh, here's a good one. Hashtag Fetusbury Jam from our friend KillerTofu420 at KillerTofu420.
That's the reason why I don't eat tofu.
He's a good boy. Here's our big question. Dream wrestling matchups, no matter how impossible, assume any wrestler is at their peak. So if any wrestler is at their peak...
Wait, is this kind of like a LeBron-Kobe thing?
This is a LeBron-Kobe thing, yeah. This is best wrestlers at their peak. So across history, at their peak, which best wrestlers would you want to see in a match?
Hmm.
So, wow. That one's...
Wow.
Killer Tofu 420 hit us with a very good question.
No.
Man, who would we have? But who would we have in a dream match? Obviously, one person's going to be Chris Jericho. No. Jokes aside, dream match. How about, here's a good one. Braun Strowman versus Andre the Giant.
No.
I would love to see that. But as a dream match, I would love to see that. I really think that would be incredible.
That's right.
How about Big Show?
Big first Show and versus. Foremost, I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Fucking what's Cat's name? Fucking goddamn.
Which one?
Shockmaster versus Hornswoggle.
Wow. Okay. Yes. Shockmaster versus Hornswoggle. Holy fuck.
Because you never really got to see Shockmaster fucking goddamn shine.
Because all he did was fall through the wall, so, and then he had a bunch of subpar matches.
And then if not that, then I would say fucking like WWF debut fucking... Yeah.
Well, at their peak, sure.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying what type of like costume I want to see him in.
Oh, costume is a different thing, yeah.
But Gold Dust versus fucking Big Daddy Rhodes. Fucking...
Oh, shit. Gold Dust versus match. Dusty?
Yeah.
That'd be a hell of a thing.
Like, get some of those freaking, like, generational gaps. Freaking, like, The Rock versus his dad type of shit.
Yeah,
freaking.
I think it would be fun to see, peaks aside, I think it'd be fun to see Dustin versus Cody.
I mean, you could have a fucking, I would want a triple threat, just straight up the Rhodes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Is it Rhodes?
And then you can call it the Devil goes down to Georgia.
Yeah, Devil went down to Georgia. Yeah.
Devil went down to Georgia.
He was looking for a soul steal. He's waving out his down on me.
Devil went down to Georgia, Daddy.
And Benji damn near Devil went down to Georgia, Daddy. All right, so I think that's the end of our Fetusburg Jam questions. Our hashtag Fetusburg Jam questions. It's a very, very good series.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I like that very much.
There's questions that can be answered.
I like it very much when people send us, podcast questions via hashtag Fetusburg Crunch. Fetusburg Jam. I'm sorry. Fetusburg Jam. I think it's a lot of fun when people send us hashtag Fetusburg Jam. I think that's really great. So I would like to take this moment, if I may be so bold, to make a quick shout out to our buddy who went ahead and bought me.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
This is a Bravo Zulu to you, shipmate.
Bravo Zulu, shipmate. He bought me, Fetusburg Crunch, me being me, he bought me Grand Theft Auto 5. Thanks to the PlayStation Network, he bought me Grand Theft Auto 5. It's if you would like to follow a close friend of the show, a very good friend of ours.
Follow him. He does mostly PC stuff, but that's okay.
It's mostly PC stuff, but that's okay.
We're poor. We have consoles.
We're poor. We have consoles.
You remember your friend in the second grade that had Ninja Gaiden, but you had Toe Jam and Earl? No, I said it. Gaiden.
But you had Toe Jam and Earl. He was still rocking.
Yeah, I had Toe Jam and Earl and Decap Attack.
I loved Decap Attack so much. I was never very good at Toe Jam and Earl. I always just wandered around and never got anything done.
Yeah, it was kind of boring.
I liked the game, but I never got anything done.
Looked good, you know. But you know.
But I loved Decap Attack. Okay, so our dear friend of the podcast, at Bad Boy, that's boy with an I, capital BADBOI _ lasagna.
Woo!
Yeah. Capital LAZ. Sorry. What am I doing? Capital. Okay.
You got it.
Here we go. Take two. At bad boy with an I, BADBOI underscore LASAGNA. My boy came through.
You got it.
He got it. He went ahead and bought me Grand Theft Auto.
You are now officially one of our IGAs.
And now he is an IGA. Yep. And so.
And it's 2019. Get used to it. I can say IGGA.
IGGA.
There's nothing wrong with being an IGA.
It's like Iggy from the Marios, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was brothers with Beethoven and Ludwig.
Beethoven and Ludwig. All
right, so what, you got a problem with classical freaking pianists?
You got a problem with classical pianists, okay? You ain't got a problem with classical pianists. I'll tell you right now. You ain't got a problem with classical pianists. I'm going to bang on a ukulele and scream. That's my thing.
You hit it.
You don't get to ask me, okay? You don't get to ask me what my thing, okay? I will tell you. I'll tell you all day. I bang on a ukulele and I scream.
You don't need to bang on ukes.
That's my thing. I bang on a uke.
Don't bang
on a uke. I'm a uke banger. No, I'm a uke banger.
You're a uke on.
That's who I am.
You're a uke on.
I'm not a Yukon.
No, you're a Yukon.
I'm not a GMC Yukon.
Oh, Lord.
No. That's inappropriate.
No, you are.
You are. So, let's see. I feel like, at this point, we might as well wrap up this episode of Venusberg Jam.
Woo!
I found a dead hornet. I tossed it into a spider's web. The spider wrapped it up, tried it out, didn't like it, cast that hornet down onto the ground, and, you know, so it is.
Speaking of dead things.
It is what it is. What you got for dead thing? What you got?
Dead thing. I'll make sure to send the picture to Fetus there, but, I guess something we can put up on the page. It's a picture of a squished strawberry.
No, I already posted.
You already put the squish bear in the
strawberry? God.
Yeah, well, now it looks like a dead mouse because it's gray.
Oh, my God, I hate this. I hate this, and what's worse is I'm going to say this. Take a picture of it now that it's all brown and horribly gray and dead.
I'll get one in there.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so.
It looked like a dead rodent.
Oh, my God. Okay, so.
The blood dried up.
And it was so fucking misleading. You're like, I found a squished strawberry, and I'm like, ha, 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 squished strawberry. That's not what that was. That's not what that was.
Oh, Lord.
So.
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing.
Oh, God. So, at my wife died again.
Gene!
Oh, Gene! He's going to send me another picture of the smashed strawberry. He sent me a picture. He sends me a text. He's like, hey, yo, I found this picture of a squished strawberry in a parking lot.
No, it wasn't a picture. I was working there.
Yeah, you sent me a picture. You were like, hey, I found this squashed strawberry in the parking lot.
And no, I'm
like,
squished.
Yeah, well, squished.
There's a difference between squished and squashed.
No, you're right. But I was like, aha, squashed strawberry. Okay, ha, ha, ha. And then I opened a picture, and that's not what it fucking was.
That's not what it fucking was.
And I'm like, oh, Jesus. So I put it out on Twitter, and a bunch of people were very upset. They were very upset. And so, if at my wife died again, Dr. Unk, if he sends me more pictures of this, we'll just call it a squished strawberry.
It's a squished strawberry.
If he sends me more pictures, I like how crazy long the blood trails were.
Oh, boy. And
that's so weird.
Like, I zoomed in a little there, but, you know.
Yeah, but now, looking at it, the length of the squish,
you gotta think,
is
that's
like,
been there for, since I sent, so it's like been a good week.
It's very, very hard.
A week and a half ish or so.
If you know what you're looking at, it's very hard to deal with.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad until you realize what it is.
I've been to Afghanistan. I've seen worse.
Okay, but our average listeners have not been in the sandbox. Feel like...
Turn on a Call of Duty game.
Oh, God. You'll be fine. Just play No Russians, and that'll get you ready for the Squish Strawberry. No Russian, yeah. So, wow. All right. Well, yeah, I think we're signing up. I think we're signing up. I think we're signing off on this episode of Fetusbury Jam. Woo-hoo. Thank you very much. Woo-hoo. Woo-woo-woo. Thank you very much for listening, as always.
Thank you, compatriots.
Thank you.
Thank compatriots. You, local supporters.
Local supporters. And also supporters. Local supporters and supporters from Fern Wine.
Yeah, donate to us. Let us get better things.
Give us money so we can buy drugs, is what that amounts to.
Drugs and better things to help educate and entertain.
Like liquor.
I said it. That's all that needs to be said.
Educate. Okay, great.
Injuvenate.
Well, yeah. So, as a final send-off, thank you very much for listening to this episode of Fetusbury Crunch. I am at Fetusbury on Twitter. If you'd like to follow our podcast account, that is at Fetusbury Jam. That's FetusberryJam. And I'm going to hand it over to my favorite podcast co-host. Here we go.
What do I say?
Just tell them who you are.
Hi, my name is Beep.
Beep.
And, yeah. Hey, you know, thank you. Thank you for allowing us to talk to you.
Very good.
We enjoy filling up the audio holes.
We do.
And, I guess you can find me on the what? There's Twitters.
Yeah.
I believe it's,
At? Yeah.
What's the rest?
My Wife Died Again.
My Wife Died Again. No, it's funny. It's an X-Men reference.
X-Men reference.
You know, Cyclops has always been my fave.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. If you ever see me, just call me Red. I'll be like, yo, what's up, bro?
What's up, Red?
Yeah, what's up, bro? What? Yeah.
Where else are you?
Check me out. I don't know. I got a Facebook thingy or something. I mean, sure, whatever. I don't really. I just look for stupid stuff on there. I don't know. I'll talk to cats. You know, if there's local cats or some sliz, you know, maybe gonna go get some drinks or something like that. Yeah. You know,
meet up and drink some alcohol.
Now, at the same time, when I say that, I will be super reserved.
Yeah.
And I will act like I am a Christian.
Yeah, it's a different thing.
Oh, but boy, howdy, once you get me loose.
Yeah, you get past that layer.
The goose goes gandering.
Next thing you know, that goose goes gandy.
Yeah. You know Mahatma Gandhi?
Mahatma Gandhi?
You call me Mahatma Gander.
Oh, boy.
That's a new nickname.
What's good for that Mahatma Gandhi is it good for the Mahatma Gander.
Oh, Lord, yeah, I'm calling it. Yeah, Mahatma Gander.
Nailed it.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. All right, well, hey, folks, you know.
Okay,
catch me on things. Hit me up, you know. If you got video games or something, you know, just hit us up. Say you got video games. Almost you play definitely. Things.
Yeah.
I've been getting back into Grand Theft Auto. Oh, dude, I farted. It smells like eggs.
Nice.
Oh, that's what I was saying. The Subway, the egg salad, those sandwiches.
So we're not sponsored or affiliated by Subway in any capacity. But Dead End does like. Oh God, it smells like eggs.
Oh, I love it. Oh God, it's like mustard and devil.
How are you gonna call your own child ugly? Of course, you like your fart.
Yeah, well, hey,
you sumbitch.
It's been a long time now.
Oh boy. Oh, boy.
Those tum-tum fuses, man.
Great. Yeah, no.
Hey, but it's been a pleasure. Until next time, ladies, gentlemen, anyone in between, and everyone in between.
Everyone in between.
Everyone between and anyone in between.
Both.
Upstairs, downstairs, in space,
or in that middle level, whatever it is.
Wherever the hell.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've probably been there before. Who knows?
Oh, we all been there. You know, we all been there.
Yeah.
Someone's
called me a rat dick.
Rat dick.
And I was like,
I heard that.
Well, I don't dress up as a rat.
Right.
And I don't have a dick.
There you go.
I said it first.
So you're an e-girl. That's what it amounts to. Now you don't have one.
Don't say that because I don't want people to know about the bathwater.
Because if Never. That bathwater. It's only $30.
It's nothing.
I can't talk about
it. There's been a lawsuit
going on. I apologize. They didn't find any epithelial, so that's on you.
Yeah, well, it could be rape juice. Who knows?
Oh, boy. Vaping that.
It's my own.
Do not vape his rape juice. Don't rape. I'm doing it now. Don't vape his rape juice. Don't vape.
Dyslexic. Don't vape.
I can't help it.
Hey, no. Nothing's against no one. Hey, no, you know.
Nothing against
Unity,
nobody.
Unity, boy. I'm coming in like Queen Latifah.
In the poofy suit.
Yeah.
All right. Nice to talk, baby. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Fetusbury Crunch. Fetusbury Jam. I am Fetusbury Crunch. Okay, great.
Dead end.
Woo! Das dead end. Here we go. Das Vidanya.